B'tochen for Life, Shir 1019, Wednesday, Parshas Kisavai. We are explaining the last words in the Perek of Yeshev B'Seiser, the Arehu B'Shuasi. The Rebbeinu Shalom says that the person that has B'tochen, the Rebbeinu Shalom will show him HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Now let's explain how to understand this, because this is a question that we get many times. A person had bitachon for a certain thing, and he was zeicha to a Yeshua. Now, we explained many times the Yeshua might not be in a supernatural way. Many times the Yeshua just happens to happen. Something happens, someone said something, someone did something, and all of a sudden the person gets a Yeshua. So sometimes a person gets confused how to look at it. Do I say, Baruch Hashem, I had bitachon, and therefore I had a Yeshua? Or I had B'tochen, and Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom sent the Yeshua. Do I connect the dots? Can I self-confidently say that my B'tochen brought the Yeshua? Now, truthfully, we don't really know what brings the Yeshua. But over here, the Pasuk is telling us a concept. The Arehu B'Shuasi, the Rebbeinu Shalom will show us his Yeshua. It's very important to the Rebbeinu Shalom that we should see the response of our actions. Again, we don't always know. But if a person had betachon, or he davened for something, and then he was zeicha to Yeshua, even if it wasn't in a glamorous way, somehow, some way, something worked out, the proper way to approach it is that we should feel as if our betachon or our tefillah poiled eis to Yeshua. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to view it. V'arehu b'shuas. And Moshe says, I will show you my Yeshua. Meaning, I want you to realize it. I want you to see that I sent you the Yeshua because of your betachon. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that that should motivate the person to continue having betachon in other areas. And that is the proper attitude whenever a person, Rahman Slan, is in a challenging situation. And then he has betachon, and then all of a sudden, mysteriously, the situation disappears. It happens many times, and many times we ignore it. But really what's happening is that the Rebbeinu Shalom sent the Yeshua in a roundabout way, so it shouldn't be clear-cut. But he wants us to realize the response. He wants us to feel that we relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he came through, and he sent us the Yeshua. That's the concept of the Arehu B'Shuasi. The Rebbeinu Shalom is showing us the Yeshua. It's very important. He's showing it to us. He wants us to realize that there was a Yeshua here. When we realize it, that helps build the relationship to continue relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to continue davening. But when a person says, listen, I had B'tochen, but I don't know. And truthfully, we don't really know. But if a person says, I don't know, I can't connect the dots, you're missing an opportunity to motivate yourself to be able to continue having betachon in other situations. V'arehu b'shuasi. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to show us something. Pay attention.